Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 294, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 294. My body is a holy, neutral thing. I am a son of God. And can I be another thing as well? Did God create the mortal and corruptible? What use has God's beloved Son for what must die? And yet a neutral thing does not see death, for thoughts of fear are not invested there. Nor is a mockery of love bestowed upon it. Its neutrality protects it while it has a use. And afterwards, without a purpose, it is laid aside. It is not sick, nor old, nor hurt. It is but functionless, unneeded, and cast off. Let me not see it more than this today, of service for a while, and fit to serve, to keep its usefulness while it can serve, and then be replaced for greater good. My body, Father, cannot be your son, and what is not created cannot be sinful nor sinless, neither good nor bad. Let me then use this dream to help your plan that we awaken from the dreams we made. Amen. My body is a holy, neutral thing. As I started to contemplate this lesson, I asked the question, why is this lesson here among these other ones? It seems like it's out of place. But I trust Jesus has a reason. The last few lessons are these. This is a day of stillness and of peace. A happy outcome to all things is sure. All fear is past, and only love is here. My body is a holy, neutral thing. And as I looked at these lessons together, I was wondering how this one today, my body is a holy, neutral thing, fits in with these other lessons. And what I came to realize is that these lessons are in the section, What is the Real World? And that these lessons, these are characteristics or beliefs I would have, I would maintain if I were seeing and moving in the real world. And so, this is a day of stillness and of peace. In the real world, every day is a day of stillness and of peace. And the lesson, a happy outcome to all things is sure. And in the real world, a happy outcome is the only outcome that there is. And the lesson, all fear is past and only love is here. In the real world, there is no fear. And the lesson, my body is a holy, neutral thing. For me to see the real world, I have to see my body as a wholly neutral thing. I cannot be in the real world and see the body as anything but neutral. If I truly, sincerely want to see the real world, then I truly and sincerely have to have faith in these statements, in these lessons. I have to truly and sincerely have faith that this is a day of stillness and of peace. I have to truly and sincerely believe my body is a wholly neutral thing. If I want to sincerely see the real world, I have to sincerely have these thoughts. Make these my new belief system. And so these are the beliefs that come up throughout the day. It's like the whole day is a come to Jesus day, where when a thought comes up, I stop and look at the list. Is the thought in opposition to a belief that I want to hold because I really, sincerely want to see the real world? This course takes diligence. It takes putting a sentinel on my thoughts. These lessons, they are a checklist that Jesus has given me on how to see the real world. This is it. This is the checklist. Whenever a thought comes up, I put it up against the checklist. Does it match these new beliefs that I'm trying to instill into the thought system? I have to replace the old thoughts with these new thoughts. And so this is my checklist. And when I come to a thought and it is in opposition to one of these on the checklist, these new beliefs, that's my come to Jesus time. That's the time I choose. Am I sincere in wanting to see the real world? And sometimes I need to remind myself that I do want that, because sometimes I get wrapped up in the appearance of the illusion, and I get fed back thoughts that I sincerely no longer wish to keep. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to remind myself of my sincerity in wanting to see the real world. Give me the willingness to pay attention to all the thoughts, to ask if this thought is a thought that I truly want to believe. Is this a thought that is in my new belief system? Give me the strength to let go of the ones that I still want to bind me, but which I know deep in my heart, in my truth, that I no longer wish to be bound. Remind me of the love and support that you have for me always as I go through this day of landmines of thought. Help me to remain assured that you will guide me through them in safety and in love. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind. And to help us to adopt this new belief that the body is wholly neutral, we sit in awareness of the body, the senses, and we remind ourselves as we watch it that the body is not us, that the body is neither good nor bad. It just is. And if something tries to tell us that the body in some way, some part of it, some experience in it, is good or bad, we remind ourselves that we genuinely want to see the real world. And we remind ourselves that believing the body is anything but neutral is preventing us from seeing the real world. And we ask Holy Spirit to help us see it another way, as we give our willingness to lay down the false beliefs and to pick up the new one. Thank you for joining with me and having the sincere desire to let go of the false belief that prevents us from seeing the real world. Namaste.